Gemara continues the Gemara yesterday that we had a machlokes. We had different approaches to the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. We had Rabba's approach and we had Rabbi Elazar's approach. Gemara now asks a kasha on Rabba's approach. The Braisa that says the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva is that Tanakam holds that Avodah Zarah is metama like a sheretz, which lechayra means it doesn't give off tumah through carrying, which does not fit according to Rabba's explanation of the machlokes. Gemara says Rabba will say that the Mishnah that we brought earlier in the Gemara also said like this, and we explained that Mishnah to mean that the Tanakama holds it's that the tumas avodah zarah is like a tumas sheretz in the respect that there's no tumas even mesama. So we can explain the Braisa in the same way. Whereas another Braisa says that the Tanakama says that avodah zarah, it does not give off carrying through masa. It does not have tumas masa. Rabbi Akiva says that it does. So again, this braisa now is problematic according to Rabba's explanation of the machlokes. Rabba will say that this braisa can't be understood as is, because the braisa also says that a non-Jewish man and non-Jewish woman also don't give off tumah through carrying. Now that's not true, because the rabbanim were geizer tumas zova on a non-Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman. So there's even tumas evan mesama. So clearly, the words of the braisa have to be amended. Once they have to be amended, Rabba will amend it to fit his explanation. The Tanakam and the Braisa is saying that non-Jewish men, non-Jewish women are themselves Tomei, and they give off Tomei through Masa, and even Evan Mesama. Avodah Zarah is Tomei, and it gives off Tumas Masa, but does not give off Evan Mesama. And Rabbi Akiva says that the non-Jews and the Avodah Zarah are each Tomei, and they give off Tomei through Masa, and they give off Tumah through Evan Mesama. Ravashi says if the Braisa is saying that they give off Tumas Masa, and maybe even Tumas Evan Mesama or not, but they give off Tumas Masa, then the Braisa wouldn't have to say, oh, that they themselves are Tomei. Obviously, if they give off Tumas Masa, for sure they themselves are Tomei, so that can't be pshat in the Braisa. Ravashi therefore explains the Braisa differently. He says the Braisa doesn't mean to say that they themselves are Tomei. The Braisa is referring to two different types of Tumas Masa, where a person carries, let's say, the Zov, or when the Zov carries the person. So the Tanakhama holds that the non-Jews give off Tumas Masa whether they are being carried by somebody or whether they are carrying that person, they give off Tumas Masa. Whereas Avodah Zarah only gives off Tumas Masa for one who carries the Avodah Zarah, not who's one who's being carried by the Avodah Zarah, so to say. Rabbi Akiva holds that both the non-Jews and the Avodah Zarah give off both types of Tumas Masa, and that's the Machlokes. Are you going to ask, how is it possible for Avodah Zarah to carry a person? So Rami, the son of Rav Yeva, says that carrying over here is referring to, like we learned in a Mishnah elsewhere, if a Zov is on one side of the scale and food is on the other side of the scale and the Zov side is weighed down from the Zov, that food becomes something that's considered to be carried by the Zov. Same type of carrying Tumah could apply to Avodah Zarah as well. Earlier, Rav Chaim Gobi asked if the disassembled limbs of Avodah Zarah, do they have Tumah or not? The question can apply even if it's reassembled, could be reassembled by a layman. Is it considered still attached and surely has Tumah? And the question is, where it can only be reattached by a craftsman, do we say since it can't be reattached by a layman, it's considered broken and therefore a limb has no tumor? Or do we say since it's truly not broken, can be reattached, it retains its tumor status? Or we can say if a layman can't reattach it, it's clearly broken and loses its tumor status. The question is, where a layman could reattach it, do we say that since a layman could reattach it, it's considered attached and therefore retains tumor? Or do we say that right now it's not attached and therefore it's not tumay teku? Rechtavoyi bar Ami asks if an avodah zarah that's smaller than a kezayis, does it have tumas avodah zarah? Is it considered to be an avodah zarah? The gabi hanoa from the avodah zarah, clearly it's also. The question obviously is only the gabi tuma. Do we say since a avodah zarah is compared to sheretz and a sheretz metama even less than a kezayis? Because up to kanadosh, maybe avodah zarah is the same. On the other hand, we say that avodah zarah is like a mace from the pasuk compared to a mace. Maybe just like a mace is only metama by kezayis, so two avodah zarah is only metama by kezayis. Avi said it's compared to a mace, and therefore it has to be a kezayis to give off tuma. According to Belozer's explanation of the braisa of the machlokes between the rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon keep going lakula, use every comparison lakula. Why is that so? Gemara says because tumah avodah zarah is not the rice, it's only the Rabbanon. Therefore, we can go lakula. Zok the Mishnah, how do we know that a ship can't become tamei? We learn from a pasuk Zok the Mishnah that says derech aniyo b'lev yam, the paths of the ship are in the heart of the sea. Gemara explains the Mishnah means to say that it's obvious the ship goes down to the sea. So what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk's teaching us that just like the sea itself can't become tamei, so too a ship can't become tamei. Braisa brings Chananya, who says a different reason why a ship can't become tamei. He learns it from like wooden kalim, that it's a comparison to a sack, to a sack. That just like a sack only becomes tamei if it can be carried when it's empty and when it's full. So same thing as a wooden kalim. So a ship also, which can't be carried when it's full, obviously, and therefore it can't become tamei. What's the nafgamina between the Mishnah's way of learning and Chananya's way of learning? One difference would be a ship that's made out of earthenware. According to the Mishnah, it won't become tamei. According to Chananya, it will become tamei, because that would not be compared to a sack. The second difference would be a smaller ship that could be carried when it's empty and when it's full. So according to Chananya, it would be able to become tamei, and according to the Mishnah, it would not become tamei. In fact, we find a Mishnah that says that a boat that's meant for the Yarden to go in the Yarden could become Tameh. So Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya explained that because this ship is carried on the ground even when it's full, and then it's put into the water, and that's why it could become Tameh. Based on this, Rabbi Yehuda and the Merav said you should never be absent from the Beis Medrash even for a minute, because you may miss an important lesson, because for many years this Mishnah was not explained until Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya came along and explained it. Rabbi Yehuda said you should never be absent from the Beis Medrash or hold back from Torah learning even at the time of death, because the pasuk says Zoyis HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'oil, that even at the Shas Misa, one should always be learning Torah. Shlokesh says this pasuk teaches that Torah will only be retained by people who kill themselves over it, who schwitz over it, and that's how you retain Torah. Adam ki yomus be'oil.